the events that take place in a scene, each of them can be seen as having an aspect that is situational, it describes the situation, describes the activities, physics, describes the attitude, mind, and describes the change in attitude, or psychology. Those four items are going to appear in every single scene that you have. And because there's 24 scenes, it gives you 96 items. Now, these four items are not about the characters in the story. These four items dealing with genre are about the audience. It's what does the audience see as the situation? What did you put in there for them as an author? A scene's got to have a situation. How are things set up? It's the setup of the scene. What's going on in the scene? It's not just sitting there. Something's happening. Something is changing. Something is evolving. Where did the audience start with their mind set? Where did you leave them? How did they look at things the way the scene began? And how does that view change by the time the scene ends? Those four items are going to be in every single scene. And so when you make those evaluations as an audience about what's happening to the characters in those 24 character relationships, the audience will go through these four items, these same four items, in every single one of those scenes. And therefore, you have to have four events. But an event in this case, we're not talking about something that happens. We're talking about describing the situation is an event. Describing how it's evolving is an event. It's an authorial event that you put into the story.
You need to provide a take on that.
Okay, and we've given you a few tools. We've said if you're an organic writer, you can figure out what the 24 scenes are that you want to focus on by looking at the thematic progressions from the four through lines. That's one tool, and it's real handy as an organic writer. We've also told you how you could go along in terms of the plot and find the four signposts for every through line at an act resolution and figure out what's going to happen in Act 2, which is a real tool you can use. And now we've also suggested that when you're dealing with scenes, you're going to have to deal with a situation, an activity, where the audience's mind is at the beginning and how that changes, that you can look at any scene that you say, this is not working, and see which one of these you've left out or which one you've been inconsistent about. And it's a good template, since these four things appear in every scene, to use that as a template scene by scene to make sure you haven't missed anything, left something out, or been inconsistent. So it's a good way to use as a fix for scenes that aren't working, is to see where the trouble is at the event resolution, which is the tightest resolution you'll probably want to concern yourself with outside of intuition.
The Dramatica theory has been implemented into story development software for writers. For information, call 1-800-84-STORY or email Dramatica@screenplay.com.